everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. This is the third week of Advent. And in a way, the third week, you feel like there's this bit of a mad rush going to start to happen. Oh, you start to panic a bit. I haven't bought the turkey. I haven't got the ham. I haven't organized this, or something you forget about. And even at the shops, there's this increase in numbers of people rushing. You know, it's like the Christmas carols are on at church, and then they have them at the shopping center, and then something else happens at the school of your child or something like that, that just makes you feel like you're rushed, you're busy. But Jesus is coming again, and he comes in many ways very quietly. He comes to bring us hope. He comes to bring us eternal life, to tell us again, God the Father loves you. God the Father desires to have eternity with you in his kingdom. He comes to give you peace. When he's born, the angels sing, glory to God in the highest, and peace to people on earth. The peace of Jesus needs to be prevalent in our lives. This joy, we light the pink candle, the joyful candle, because it's getting there, we're getting excited, but don't have this mad rush. Excitement with peace. Paul talks about in Philippians 4:11-13, I have learned in whatever state I am content. And he talks about when I'm rich, I'm content. When I'm poor, I'm content. Because it's who Jesus is in my life that makes me content, makes me peaceful. You know, the prophecies of Jesus so often depicted him and showed him as a shepherd coming. And this shepherd is calm and peaceful. And, you know, this shepherd wants to give us this intimate affection, this deep joy. So this pink candle to me depicts, yes, this expectation of the Lord coming, but this deep, deep joy that only love and peace can bring, that only contentment can bring. The shepherd has compassion for the poor, the weak, especially those who have been battered about. Think of the shepherd looking after sheep. If you've ever been on a sheep farm, and my uncle owned one, so I was very blessed to be able to spend time as a child amongst the sheep, helping my uncle. Not that I think I even really helped very much, but I thought I did. You know, because the shepherd, he checks that the sheep are safe. He checks that they don't have ticks on their body. They shear them so they don't get fly rot in the wool. Yes, of course we use the wool, but it's also so they don't get fly rot. They put them through like a wash. Sorry. They put them through a wash to protect from the pests. They guard them. They make sure they're eating correctly because there's some weeds that aren't good. It makes the sheep bloat. This shepherd cares for the sheep. And they also notice the ones that get, buttered around by the domineering ones. The shepherd protects those little ones, cares for them, tells the domineering ones off. Our shepherd, our God, he doesn't like aggressiveness. He doesn't like people being abused. He doesn't like belligerent, disruptive people. Our God calls us to be quiet and restful and content in what we have in our life. Paul found that out. It was the shepherd's presence that calmed all the sheep. They knew they were safe. Are we aware of being in the presence of our God? So the joy, this deep joy, is, are we aware we are in the presence of our God, that he is the good shepherd, that we are his sheep and he cares for us. He knows when we're not looked after. He knows our situations. He knows the environments we live in, we work in. He knows the world and he cares about you. Are we aware? And the only way to be aware is to actually spend time with him, to chat with him, to relate with him, to read scripture, to know him, to know what he thinks about us. Spend time with him and he will give you this restful, quiet contentment, this deep, deep joy. It says Jesus gives us rest for our souls. You know when you meet people and they are just so peaceful. They're just so calm. Even when life is, you know, going 19 to a dozen or it's so stressful, they are calm and restful in our God. So this deep joy that this pink candle depicts, are you aware that God desires you to have this deep joy in him? Go chase this deep joy. Go chase this quiet, restful spirit that he has available to all of us. So as we lean into Christmas, there's no mad rush. We are content because we have found this deep joy in Jesus.